Construction. I hope you like it. We have been vibing. I'm here with Charlie.
Just vibing away. What a tune, what a tune.
On today's podcast, we will be discussing the Johnny Depp trial.
Of course.
We've got Kate Moss on the stand tomorrow, which needs to be talked about. Followed by the Kardashians and what they wore, who was there, where they had the wedding, etc., etc. And then to finish, we will be doing a little bit of a chit-chat about why I've been MIA on the gram. So get yourself a cuppa and get relaxed and get ready. Thank you for listening. Let's get straight in with the Johnny Depp trial. Charlie, what is your vibe about the most recent events, Amber on the stand?
Well, I think we can all agree she was horrendous. She seems unbelievable to me. Does she you?
I mean, I'm just seeing different characters each and every different event of the trial. So when she's discussing with Elaine, her lawyer, events, you know, she's this victim, you know, she's playing the story. But then when she's up against Camille, Johnny Depp's lawyer, she's more on the defence. Her personality's coming through. Do you know what I mean? You can see more of her because it's so hard to keep in when you're being goaded in a way, like you're being caught out, and you start to see she wants to switch, but she can't. So then she'll say, sorry, what was the question? Yeah. Like, she'll be apologetic, but after she's just been like, no.
Really,
no.
She wants to get up and launch her, but she can't.
100%. I just feel like they're really trying to go down the path now that Johnny is a narcissist. You know, I don't know if you've seen, but obviously he does his drawings and he eats his candy, his sweets, but obviously we call it sweets. And Elaine, Amber's lawyer, is trying to bring up, like, is that narcissistic traits?
Mm.
What, that he's sitting all day and he wants a few little sweets, probably to keep him going.
Yeah, I would fall asleep. I'd be so bored and fall asleep, especially listening to her.
I feel like they are clutching at straws. But also, what else was I going to say about Amber cannot take it that he will not look at her.
Yeah, they asked her why he wouldn't look at her. And she's like, because I survived. And he's like, because I don't want to.
Yeah, and I mean, I think I've seen something somewhere. I don't know what it was, but it was something about, it's something about not being able to look somebody in the eye. It's like, it's actually a really big thing. Like, it can really affect.
I don't look the abuser in the eye.
No, like just anyone in, like, somebody that you've been friends with or been with or whatever, I don't know, on a marriage. Like, if they won't look at you, I think it's, like, it's a real, it's like, you know, if you fall out with someone, ignorance is literally, I mean, that's worse than somebody talking to you. Do you not think? Just to ignore them, silence, not respond, not reply. I mean, then imagine they won't even look you in the eye.
He's just like dismissing that she even exists.
Yeah, I'm with him.
Yeah, I don't want to look at her either.
So do you feel, do you think Johnny is 100% innocent? What is your...
I think he's never hit her, never.
I think he's definitely, but he has said, you know, I've got her by the shoulders, I've pushed her away.
Probably, I've done because this, she's done coming that. At him.
Yeah, which that's is understandable.
Defense.
And it's like, I just feel like he would never have done even any of those things if he hadn't have been put in that position with her ways in the first place.
Because he's always seemed, you know, because I know him so well, he's always seemed so calm and just chill. And like, everybody that knows him has not got anything bad to say about him. It's all good. He's done a lot of good for people around him.
Yeah. So that's what really annoys me, is when somebody must be going on at you so much, and as well, if she has the personality disorder and how she can switch, change, I do just think it's also with his drinking. No, we're not the same person when we're drunk. So imagine someone goading you.
Yeah.
And he's still, there is no evidence he's actually physically hit her.
Yeah, and what annoys me about, they keep going on about his drinking and his drugs. He's only hurting himself drinking and doing drugs. Like, he's not actually acting out at all. He's hurting himself by doing those things. So it doesn't mean he's a bad person because he drinks.
And it seems to be he's only really, really, really suffered with the drink and drugs since being with her. I think obviously he always had an issue. I don't know.
Recreationally.
But he's been so unhappy.
I'd want to be drunk if I was around her as well.
Yeah, I mean, oh my God. She's like a child. At times.
The way she talks to him in the recording.
Have you seen, I want the couch. I want the couch, Johnny.
No, I've not seen that one.
Just have the couch then. Like, I can't deal.
No.
But also, it's pretty proven that her affair as well.
With James Franco. That was so funny. When she's like, so you changed the locks on this date. She's like, I don't know when I changed the locks. I don't know the date he came round. And Camille was like, let me remind you.
She's literally been star of the show. I definitely don't think Camille and Johnny are hooking up.
No way. And I think it's rude when they ask them that. It like, really pisses me off. She's been working hard all day and she comes out and then you've got like...
And she's married.
The pap saying like, oh, what's your relationship? Like she's doing her job and she's fucking amazing at it.
Yeah, I also... what was I listening to? Again, I was listening to something else. I can't remember what, but it was talking about her wearing the white suit. Apparently Camille. White shows innocence. Yeah, because if you notice, the only day she's ever wore white is when she took to the stand.
Who? Amber wore white.
No, Camille. Because it shows innocence.
Well, that's purity. Yeah, like when you wear a white wedding dress. Mm, yeah.
And I thought, oh, yeah.
She's like a little Hermione Granger in the law world. She's
Why
geek.
Does Amber keep wearing her hair up?
I don't, oh my God, did you see the clip when she had like the braid and it was like, oh, Amber's got a new hair. And she keeps turning around. Like,
yeah, and she did a 3-point turn.
Yeah, and she was like holding it like, yep.
Mm-hmm, this is my hair. Do you really think she was doing... Oh, and what about...
She dresses like a head teacher in
she court, does.
Yeah.
What about when... have you seen the clips? Obviously, when Johnny walks in, they all stand up for him. They all hug. And now she's started doing it, but all her, like, team look... The guy on the end, they all look really awkward. Like, what is this? What? Oh!
She's just like... She copies what he does. Like, she's outfits, everything.
Let's discuss the psychiatrist as well.
He's the guy... That one that we...
The most recent.
Oh, my God. This guy, literally... He is so scary. I mean, he literally just freaked me out.
Okay, so is he a psychiatrist? Is that what he
I've
is?
I've only seen a couple of like TikToks, so I don't really know.
So basically, he said that he has tried to suss out Johnny Depp by the role that he played in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Jack Sparrow's like nuts as well. Like
what? What are you even saying? And then the whole, I don't know if you've seen the TikToks, but anybody that has, the whole mouth movement, bizarre!
He like reminds me of like a serial killer or something, like he's eyeing up a victim and like licking his lip. Oh,
no. Ugh. Oh, no. God. I quite like the judge as well.
Oh, yeah. She's you a see vibe. Her? She was like, my mum told me, why did you have your phone out? She's like, I didn't.
Yeah. I mean, they must all be looking on, they must all be watching TikToks and watching what everybody's saying. They've got to be.
Yeah.
They are, aren't they?
I think everybody is.
I had a few questions as well. People saying, why does Amber look to the right? Why does she always look over when she's talking? So that's the jury that's sitting there. And she wants to basically, obviously, kind of be quiet.
She's like humanizing herself, like that she's there. Yeah. This happened to me. Feel my pain.
I just feel my vibe is she is the one that was the abuser in the relationship. And I do feel, obviously, Johnny's slamming a few cupboards and saying, obviously, his text messages, I know some are bad, like the slippery whore and my jizz and all of this and like burner and stuff. I mean, I'm not being funny. Charlie, we have absolute banter when we text message. You cannot go.
No.
You can't judge... A text message.
If people read our text messages, they would think we were like psychos. But we're joking like the whole time. We know we're joking. But
so many people have got that kind of banter.
Yeah, dark humour. And I'm sure...
I definitely have a real dark humour. And even now it's made me think, God, if I'm ever on that stand for something...
Your phone would have you like, guilty.
I know. And then I was even asking the other day, does voice recordings, do they save?
They're probably in the cloud. The cloud will take you down.
So tomorrow we've got Kate Moss and I'm just...
Yeah.
I'm just so excited.
Why are we excited? It's like not... It's a really bad thing that's happening, but it's really like... I don't know.
Do you know what though?
It is exciting.
I do feel, right, if Amber does have mental illness, personality disorder... Is it called mental illness? Because I don't
know. Yeah.
Is that I don't want to use the wrong words. But I do honestly feel like, oh my God, I would not she's made her bed, but the whole world I mean, I couldn't cope. And as well, if I had a child, the whole world is talking about you and you doing drugs when you were like
cheating
on your husband. Just the whole world knowing everything about you like that.
Yeah, all their like personal home life stories out.
I know, we haven't touched on the fact as well, the knuckles.
Oh, yeah.
She had knuckles that were literally red raw. She'd been in a ring. Knuckles with no gloves on. But yeah, I mean, we're going to have to obviously come back to this soon, but... I don't know how long...
It's the last week, isn't it?
Is it? I mean, it just makes me sad.
Week six. Oh, my God. This is longer than I've watched most TV shows.
I can't wait for it to be made into a documentary and we can actually watch it.
Yeah, like someone put together the highlights. Not that they're highlights, Johnny, sorry.
Yeah, but no. Let's move on to our next topic. We have the Kardashian Barker wedding.
Yes.
Courtney. Most interesting to look at. What's your opinions, Charlie? Have you actually...
I Googled. I looked and she was the most interesting to look at. I loved the wedding dress. I actually thought that was really cool.
The veil with his tattoos. Yeah. Incredible.
It was giving me like Romeo and Juliet vibes, like the Baz Luhrmann one.
She loves the fairy tale.
Yeah. You know, star-crossed lovers, that's what they're going for. She looked insane. She did. The veil was huge.
But it needed to be with that short basque dress. I thought like, that was amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing, but it was like on the tack side.
I was just
going to
say trash. They're borderline trash, but it works.
Trash, but expensive as hell. So they were all dressed by D&G.
Dolce & Gabbana,
and
darling.
They were at the D&G like mansion in Italy as well. It was like hosted by D&G as well.
Is Italy the city of love or something?
That's Paris.
Yeah, that's what I just thought. So why Italy?
Italy. That's why I'm thinking Romeo and Juliet.
Okay.
So I'm sure. Is that? I might be getting this wrong. I'm going to Google this right now.
Google this and let's.
Yeah. See. So Romeo and Juliet is supposed to be in Verona, and that's in Italy.
Okay.
In the Baz Luhrmann one. I don't know about
Kim
the
Kim got married in Italy as well to Kanye.
Did she?
Google it. I'm sure she did. I'm 99.9999% sure she did. If I know my Kardashians, then...
No!
No! Where?
Paris and Florence. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
France.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Oh, no, wait, no. Wait, yeah, Florence is Italy.
Yeah, so it was... Did they in Paris and they actually did the ceremony in Italy, in Florence.
But I'm looking at Kim's dress now and, I'm just feeling Courtney's vibe a lot more with the wedding. I know this was a while ago. Kim was a totally different person then.
I mean, every era is different. This is what I mean. This is why we shouldn't get, well, I haven't, but you shouldn't get tattoos because...
I did like what Kim was wearing, though, to the wedding. The... black lace with her hair tied.
Obsessed. I don't like the blonde hair, but I like it when it's up in
yeah,
and when she's
up.
Wearing black.
Yeah.
But that is it.
Yeah.
The hair is just not.
I was more obsessed with what she wore at night. The black like bodysuit with the
silver.
Yeah. I mean that looked amazing in the dark, but in the day not so much a vibe, but in the dark, she looked insane. Yeah.
I was obsessed with the leopard print dress that Chloe wore. Oh my God, the hair. It reminded me.
What about Chloe actually at the wedding in the black with the big headpiece? I loved it.
Take that headpiece off.
No, it was very like some kind of biblical image. I don't know who. Okay. I don't really know my people from
Kendall,
the Bible.
I just find a monotone.
Kendall and Kylie were both giving me Jane Norman vibes.
Yeah.
Not into it.
But I do think Kylie looks amazing, even though she doesn't look like her Instagram pictures. But has she ever? But I do think, you know, when you see the real life pictures, I do think she looks amazing. She just had a baby like 3 months ago.
Do you know what I know?
If she's had work done or not, I don't know. But let's say she hasn't. I mean, it's just so soon after. But I don't know. But she looks good. She's young anyway. So.
All their posture was like amazing. Did you not notice that? They're literally so... I was like,
but they're always, they always know when they're being.
Yeah, they're on camera. I'm sure it's been filmed for the show as well, right? I'll have to watch that episode.
Courtney always says she struggles with their posture. Courtney does. They've actually spoke about it on the show.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, I really struggle. But look, I'm a hairdresser and I'm always on my phone.
I'm just lazy.
Yeah. So for me, my favourite outfit of all of it was Chloe's in the leopard print dress with the hair up. And I loved Kylie's makeup on one of the days. I don't know which day, but it had a real sharp wing and that was a vibe. I think it was like second day. Everyone was saying, where was Corey? I think he's obviously got corona or something. I'm so happy Tristan wasn't there because, I mean, the most recent episode of The Kardashians, Tristan said something like, you just can't get rid of me or something, or you can't be without me. Honestly, I can't. And then I did see he uploaded an Insta story with True and like he was trying to be the devoted dad, and I just feel like everything he does,
he's looking after the kid.
Yeah, everything he does just gives me ick. I'm like, I can't even with you. You make me feel sick. But then Chloe, I'm like, I miss the old Chloe. Like, she used to not give a fuck, and now she's just, well, it's probably mental health reasons, anxiety and stuff. But anyway, I loved Courtney's short dresses. I loved the change into the black dress. I loved the imprint.
I liked the one they wore, was it the day before, when she had the like black satin like corseted dress with the black and the blue veil.
Yeah, loved that. Loved with the black that. Blue eye makeup as well.
Yeah, I loved that.
Yeah, that was a vibe. Chris walking Courtney down the aisle, that was really cute because I feel like Chris and Courtney aren't that close, haven't been that close as the others, and I feel it's all to do with previously when Courtney was growing up, her mum had an affair, and I think she was at that age. I think it was quite hard on Courtney because obviously she was a daddy's girl by the sounds of it, and her mum was obviously off having an affair. I think she was just so grown up, and like that must have really affected their relationship. So the fact that she walked her down the aisle was very cute vibes for Kardashian fans out there. Charlie's not that into the Kardashian TV, so you probably wouldn't know that, but
no.
Yeah. I don't think Pete was there because I think he was filming SNL.
Last episode, or like, is he signed for like a last season? He's not going to do it anymore.
He's not doing it anymore. I think he feels too much eyes are on him since the whole kind
of. He's got a lot of movies now as well. Yeah. I'm sure they pay better.
But I think it was cute that North was with Kim.
She had my fave shoes on, the Prada shoes.
That's so love you. North's very in with their vibe as well. I love Penelope's vibe.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want my child colouring her hair like that at that age and stuff, but she is such a little vibe.
Mm.
So, yeah, that is Kardashian talk. I'm interested to listen to the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast with Chloe on as well.
Yeah, I'd like to watch that on YouTube, possibly, if I can.
Yeah, I need to watch that. I'd rather watch it than listen to it.
I need the visuals.
I do. I feel like, do you think now that we're advanced with, you know, we've got music on the pod, do you think we're going to even start recording?
Oh, my God.
I'd need to put makeup on and stuff.
I'd actually have to get ready.
I would. And we'd have to sit up straight. I mean, we're lying down at the minute.
We could get them back braces, so our posture would be like...
Yeah, we'll have a back brace on.
Maybe definitely. One day. Maybe one day that'll happen.
One day. So I think that is Kardashians in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
Next on the topic... Oh, no, I'm going to jump in with a different topic before about me, but... Let's discuss a Love Island. Now, do you say Love Island or Love Island or
Love Island? Love. I don't know.
Love Island. I say Love Island.
Like one word.
Yeah.
Love Island.
No, I say Love I'm going to watch. Are you watching Love Island tonight?
Are you going to watch Love Island tonight?
You say a little. You've got a little twang.
What? Like I'm saying one word. Love Island.
Love Island.
Love Island.
Yeah, I don't say it like that.
Love Island.
Okay. And now my brain is like...
I don't know.
So
let's can't say talk. I've really said that before.
No, but it is a thing that I always think about when it's on. Okay, so I am going to be watching. I really hope it's going to be good this year. I really do.
Was it on last year?
I don't know. Or it might have been the year before that, but it wasn't that great. It wasn't.
I have only ever watched, I think, one episode with you, and it was all right.
Charlie is a recluse. She doesn't really leave the house unless it's for something she's extremely passionate about. So anything like drinking, Love Island,
Kardashians,
reality is just not for her. So
yeah.
I'm forcing her to watch it because...
If I watch the first one and then I'll know what's what and I might be able to get into it.
No, you will. We are.
Okay.
Well, I am. So we can
I guess I am too now.
Yeah, we are. And then if there's any like bombshell episodes coming up and stuff, we will be putting it in a pod and keeping with the times.
Okay.
So yeah, we are going to be following that 100%.
And it starts when? Next month?
Yeah, I'm not really sure what time, but it's starting next month.
Okay, I'm sure I can do that.
Mm-hmm. So let's discuss the last topic.
You.
Me. The one and only.
Of course.
So everyone keeps saying I'm MIA on the gram, and I am. I'm not even going to deny it. I am. You know when
You're kind of MIA on the phone in general.
Oh, yeah. Like, literally. I broke my phone last week. I fell off the pram. And do you know what? I didn't even care. Whereas normally I'd be like... But the only thing I was a little bit anxious about was work. But it was Friday. So I only had work Saturday. And then I wasn't back until Tuesday. So I thought, it's fine. I'll just go into work. I don't know who's in. I can't remember. But it's fine. That's fine. But actually not having WhatsApp, talking to people.
Was it peaceful?
I loved it.
Yeah, I did send about 50 TikToks. I was like, where are you?
Yeah.
Reply to me.
But then you are used to me not replying anyway, because I'm quite bad at replying.
And then I just turned up anyway, so it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. But no, I've been going through a vibe. Do you know what? I've been feeling so much better with my rheumatoid arthritis. Like, honestly, last year, not that I want to go on about it, but it honestly affected me and gave me so much stress and anxiety. Just like trying to get better, but I would start to feel better, but then all of a sudden I'd have an attack somewhere else on my body, and then I'd be like, oh my God, is it going to get as bad as what it was? What's happening next? So it has literally took me so long to get better that, do you know what, for the last couple of weeks, I don't want to jinx it, but I've literally had zero pain. I'm like 100% health now.
Touch wood.
Yeah. So there's been part of me, I'm enjoying life and I'm enjoying that, but then there's been this whole other part since I had my Instagram page took off me. I know, that's still...
Sounds like you've been bad.
I know, I felt a bit like, fuck you, Instagram.
Fuck you, Instagram. Fuck you.
But I'm slowly coming back to it. And the thing is, when you take a bit of a break and you fall out of love with, you know, social media posting, even like talking to people on WhatsApp, your friends. I don't know, it takes you a minute to get back into it. And I just feel like, do you know what? I had a collab with Look Fantastic and it was a bit of a blessing in disguise because it made me start posting again. So I'm getting back on there with that. But it's good to take a break. It's good, but
definitely
it is my job. So, you know, with my tan brand, the hair brand, so I can't be away for too long. But I must say, I've probably been off there for a good couple of months properly, but I'm coming back. And obviously the podcasts are, they are being current. They're, we're keeping it going.
I'm feeling it. I'm into it.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got Dubai coming up in June.
Lovely, lovely.
So I'm really excited for that. I'm going with Emmy's sister, my sister-in-law. She's literally, we're so similar, but we are opposites at the same time. Very similar to me and Emmy. We're similar, but we're opposite. We have the same interests, but we're opposites.
Mm. I feel like I'm opposite to a lot of my friends. You, especially, we're complete opposites.
Yeah, but then we are into the same kind of... We like to chill.
Yeah. That's the main factor. Chill.
And we are recluses. Like, I just like being tucked up at home with my family. You like to be tucked up at home with your dog. Same kind of thing. But yeah, we're going to have such a good time. So we're doing a little bit of a girls trip to Dubai. I can't wait. I feel I might even vlog it.
Oh,
got my camera.
Big boy vlogging.
Woo. But we will see. So I've been doing a lot of holiday shopping at the minute. So I must say my top places to buy bikinis, Motel Rocks. Oh my God.
Really?
Unreal.
Okay.
I'm obsessed because the tie strings are really, really long.
Mm.
I don't know.
Get around your really, really wide back.
Yeah. Around this wide bod. No, I've actually been on a health kick, a real good health kick. So I'm feeling pretty good about that. But for anybody that wants to have a little shop and you want to spend, I want to invest in my bikinis basically, because I'm using some from last year still.
Mm-hmm.
Sheen is really good and really cheap. So Sheen and Motel Rocks are my go-to.
Do they last from Sheen?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
I really, really do enjoy. Now for my outfits, again, outfits for night, I think I've got it down.
Mm.
I've done a bit of White Fox Boutique.
Okay.
Love. Have you heard of that?
Nope.
Okay, well, you can have a look later.
Yeah.
I've done, yeah, Motel Rocks. I think there's a brand. Oh, I've done Tiger Mist.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, so these are good for people that, you know, not just the usual. I do like Pretty Little Thing. You can find some good finds on there. But yeah, I'm excited to do... I'm not going to do a haul before to show you my outfits. I'm going to do...
You could record it and then...
Post it after.
Yeah.
Good idea. Yeah, okay, I'll do that. But I just don't want to show my outfits before I go.
Before they hit the gram.
Ooh! what else have I got to discuss about what has been going on since I was last... here. Okay, yeah, I did. I decided to get my lips done, which is a massive thing for me. Now, by no means do I want to make anyone feel like they need to get it done. I don't know. Do you know what? I had, again, not to drone on, but my health mentally was massively affected from being on steroids. My face just swelled so much that then sunk so much since I've been off the steroids that I don't know, it's like I've had a bit of a midlife crisis with my physical appearance. I can't explain it.
But you wouldn't know she's had them done. Like,
no.
It looks so natural.
Yeah, anything I would ever do is only natural anyway. But I feel like when you're married, happily married, and your husband... or even partner, it doesn't even have to be married, but they make you feel good about yourself. Like, as I say, I used to get my lips done often, like 10 years ago. And ever since I've been with Emmy, he's always been like, you know, you having your lips done, they won't make me fancy you anymore. By all means, if you want to do it, do it. But I'm not going to be like, wow, you look so much hotter now. Yeah, you needed that because... you know, there's nothing wrong with your lips. So I feel like for such a long time I rolled with that and I was like, yeah, I don't need anything.
I'm beautiful already.
but then I'd have my friend, like my friend's that have had their lips done, like, do you know what? I loved it when you used to have your lips done. So,
and that picture that we got up the other week, you were like, oh, I love my lips in this picture. Is yeah. that what I say? Oh.
I just think the steroids made my face lose so much volume once it went down. I don't know. But I don't regret it. I'm actually really happy I did it. I think I just went in with the thought, do you know what, if I don't like it,
who cares?
I'll get it dissolved. But then when I said this to the lady that does them, she went, well, when you have, that is, yeah, we can do that. But they do say that if you do get them dissolved so soon after, it not only dissolves the filler, but it also takes a bit of your lip away as well. And then I was sitting in the seat thinking, oh, fuck. Oh. And then I was like, fuck it, I'm here now. Put me a mill in.
Whack it in. Inject me.
So, yeah, I've had that done. And do you know what? It's given me, I think, a little boost. And as I say, nobody would really know. I have even gone up to people that are really judgmental in my family. Like, look at my face.
Do I look different?
Do you notice anything? And I was even talking to Charlie the other day and she didn't even say anything. And then I just went, I've had my lips done. She was like, What?
I can't believe it.
Yeah, but this isn't to make anyone feel like they need them done.
It's just what you've been up to.
It's just what I've been up to, and I think it's good
transparency.
Yeah, talk about that. So that is good with me. What else can I discuss on here? Dubai plans. What have we got on the list, Charlie? You tell me.
I've written down exciting tan news. I want to give a little insight to something that's going on.
Yeah, so something massive, huge, like...
Massive, huge, amazing.
I'll give some... There's two huge things coming, and I'll give one thing away slightly. We are... It kind of is set in stone, but I don't want to jinx it, so I won't say who, what, where. But we are going on a massive...
online retailer.
Mm-hmm. Charlie with the vocab there.
Yes, online retailer.
For September. So everybody always says to me, why are you not in stores? I just want to be able to pick you up. I mean, we're on the next step. We're on the next step, Baze. And
it's coming.
I'm always pretty chill. Do you know what? I know that effing tan is going to go far. But, you know, you've just got to keep manifesting. And this is the start of...
the next chapter.
Yeah, and there's more big things coming with the tan. And there's a lot of new products that are coming.
Mm.
And let's just say I am in the factory. It is me with my goggles on. I'm not even...
in your hairnet.
And my hairnet. I am actually physically making the products. So.
Wow. She's getting involved.
I absolutely love it. I love it. But do you know what? I love all my jobs so much. Effing hair.
Mm.
Doing, making products, selling products, promoting. I just feel like there needs to be more of me sometimes.
Clone you.
Like, I'm so lucky to say that I love all those things because some people can't even find one thing that they love to do.
Yeah.
So it's good to be passionate. I think that's why effing tan will go far.
Why everything works.
But so why have I had a setback with effing tan being shut down? Like, what is that? God works in mysterious ways, but I need the what is the reason?
What was the reason?
So, yeah, that is something, a couple of little insights there for you with effing tan. But just a little bit of positive vibes from me. If something sets you back, you know, it might be you've gone for a new job or, yeah, let's say you've gone for a new job and you didn't get it. Honestly... that is a blessing in disguise because I am telling you now, something better is coming along. That always happens. So just take the positives from it. Ask, you know, can I have feedback? And don't be down about it. Just think, do you know what? No, something better is coming and it will work in your favour.
Mm.
Everybody always says it after. So that's what I'm going to be going in with effing tanned.
Mm.
Why is it not took off? Why has it been stolen from me?
The Instagram.
I did do a little poll on, not a poll, but a question thing on my Instagram yesterday about questions that you want to ask for the pod. But I actually can't get on there because...
we're using the phone.
We are now
to record today.
Yeah, we used to use microphones, but this is
so much easier.
So much easier. So we're doing it this way at the minute. So I'm really sorry I've not answered those questions.
But do that next time, maybe.
Yeah, I can do something more like that, and I can get you to.
You can always screenshot them now, and we'll save them.
Okay. But I feel like I've answered a lot in this podcast.
Mm. So, yeah.
Well, guys, I am going to pop the music back on to play us out. Thank you so much for listening, and we will be back soon. We're keeping these podcasts up and running on the reps. Love to all of you, my bays. Have a really good week, and I'll see you on the next pod.